The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here again with the Just Veggies podcast. If you don't know it already, I am the author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can also find right here at plantersplace.com. Today, we will be talking about what a determinate tomato is. What does that term determinate mean? Okay, so let's say you are at a garden center and you are shopping for tomato plants. You look at the tag. You see a word, it says determinate on that plant tag. You might also see that word indeterminate, spelled a little bit differently, indeterminate, on a different plant tag on a different plant. Because determinate and indeterminate tomatoes are different plants. So today, we'll just be talking a little bit about what the determinate word means. And another time, we will talk about indeterminate. Okay, so what is the meaning of determinate? Think of the word determinate to mean predetermined. What we mean is that the plant will grow to a genetically predetermined height. That basically means plant breeders, gardeners, have been selecting for plants that are a certain height and they don't grow any taller. They do not keep growing all over the place. The height is determined. Okay, so once it gets to that height, it stops growing. It usually will stop growing upward and then start growing outward. And by growing outward, what I mean by that is it's putting energy, rather than going up, it's putting its energy into growing outward by growing branches and new tomatoes and ripening the fruit. That's where the energy is going. Rather than putting energy growing up, it's putting energy into actual tomatoes and tomato production. Many determinate tomatoes grow to just 3 or 4 foot tall, so it's a totally manageable height when it comes to tomatoes. You know, some indeterminate tomatoes can just keep growing and growing, and they grow, 6, 8, 10 feet tall, but by then they're usually on vines and climbing outwards. Anyway, determinates are smaller, more manageable, and they often look like a small little bush, and that's why they are also called bush tomatoes. That's key, because if you don't see the word determinate, you will see the word bush. Okay, so moving on. What are the benefits of a determinate tomato plant? Well, there are quite a few differences. We'll talk about indeterminate at another time, so catch that soon. But for now, I'll just tell you what the best aspects of determinate tomatoes are. Number one, it's easier to manage their growth than tomatoes that grow indeterminately. You still need some supports, but it's a little bit easier to manage. So you might need a tomato cage, but maybe not as tall. You might need a stake. Again, you won't need to maintain it as much. Like I said, it's more manageable. Determinate tomatoes, this is number two, determinate tomatoes will form and ripen fruit within basically a 2-week period. So let's say you are going to take all of your tomatoes, your tomato harvest, and can them or preserve them. You want determinate tomatoes because that harvest window will be all at once. You can concentrate your harvest within a determined time interval. And that's useful when it comes to canning and preserving. Okay, number three. Once the tomatoes are harvested, your plant's going to die. Well, it's not going to produce any more tomatoes, so you might as well pull it up if it doesn't die, right? So this is often what people do, is they'll take the tomato out of the ground. It's usually end of August. And they will use that space in the garden to plant something else, like lettuce or kale or chard. I could keep going. Lots of things you can plant at the end of August for a fall harvest. Okay, number four, if I'm counting correctly, four. If you garden in containers, your determinate tomato plants will have a smaller growth habit, and it's just going to be easier to maintain in such a small space. So if you are only growing in containers, you want to grow tomatoes, I highly suggest growing determinate tomatoes. It'll just be a lot easier. Okay, and the fifth and last benefit of a determinate tomato, they do not require as much pruning, because if you pruned off the suckers off of the main stem, you're going to be pruning off your tomatoes, and you don't want that to happen. So you do not prune them as much or as often. So that means less work for you, right? That's always a good thing. Okay, so that is it for what a determinate tomato plant is. We will talk about what an indeterminate plant is next time out. So check back here and you will see that in maybe a couple of weeks. Wonderful. And you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.